Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
My brothers and sisters, we begin this first day in our Lord's Novena for healing in an especially solemn way. One of the aspects of our lives that is in need of healing is our own souls, and due to the sins and our faults and failings. Tonight we have two priests available to hear confessions. If you are so moved, you can line up on either side of the nave, and again, there's a priest in each of the confessionals. Most especially tonight, recognize the presence of our Blessed Mother, who loves her children and who wants nothing but the best for us. Let us pray. Lord our God, you gave the human race eternal salvation through the motherhood of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Grant that we may experience the help of her prayers in our lives, for through her we receive the very author of life, your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, saw a new heaven and a new earth. The former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I also saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, God's dwelling is with the human race. God will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will always be with them as their God. God will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain, for the old order has passed away." The one who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." The word of the Lord.
Thank you. Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to Mary, the angel said, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." But Mary was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered on what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Mary, may it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
As we begin our nine-day novena tonight, our attention is focused on two particular saints associated with healing. The bishop, St. Blaise, whose memorial the church observes today, and the Blessed Virgin Mary, under the title of Our Lady of Lourdes. St. Blaise lived in the late third century and was bishop in a town known today as Sivas in central Turkey. In 316, the governor of the region began a persecution of Catholics by order of the emperor Licinius. St. Blaise was arrested and interrogated and beaten, after which he was marched off to prison. As he was being led to jail, he encountered a mother who had her only son with her, and the boy was struggling to breathe and choking uncontrollably on a fishbone. If you've ever been around a toddler who begins to choke on a piece of meat or something that's too large to swallow, you know the panic that sets in when that happens. She begged the bishop to help, who then in turn offered prayers for the child, and the child was cured with watery eyes, but breathing freely once again, and that ashen blue color on his face being replaced by a healthy, ruddy complexion. For over 1,700 years now, St. Blaise has been invoked for the protection against injuries and illnesses of the throat. And tonight, each one of us will have the opportunity to receive the special blessing over our throats. as you are being blessed with beeswax candles tied with a red ribbon, you will hear the following words. Through the intercession of St. Blaise, bishop and martyr, may God deliver you from every disease of the throat and from every other illness. Candles are used in this blessing because of the feast that we celebrated yesterday, the feast of the presentation of the Lord, the traditional day on which candles are blessed. The red ribbon around the candles reminds us of the blood of martyrdom. In the case of St. Blaise, the governor was unable to make him renounce his Catholic faith. And so after being beaten, the flesh of St. Blaise was ripped open with iron combs used to pull apart heavy sheep's wool in preparation for spinning it into thread. After being torn with the wool cormer's irons, Blaise was beheaded. I believe it's providential that we begin our Lord's Novena for Healing each and every year on February 3rd, the memorial for the bishop and martyr St. Blaise, who is an important saint related to the entire theme of this novena, which of course is healing. The other focus of this night is obviously the Blessed Virgin Mary under the title of Our Lady of Lourdes. We're all pretty familiar with the fact that in February of 1858, the young Bernadette Soubirous witnessed apparitions of the Blessed Virgin Mary at the grotto located in the southern French town of Lourdes. From that rocky outcrop flows a spring of water which is known to have miraculous healing properties. We will be able to receive that water from the shrine once again tomorrow at tomorrow evening's novena service. Over the years, people have reported over 7,000 miraculous recoveries attributed to the intercession of Our Lady of Lourdes. It's interesting to note that of these over 7,000 cures, only 70 of them have been officially recognized by the Catholic Church. She is judicious and careful in proclaiming such things officially. And the last official miracle attributed to the intercession of Our Lady of Lourdes was declared in 2013. When a pilgrim who has visited the sanctuary in Lourdes believes he or she has been miraculously cured, the case is presented to the Lourdes Medical Bureau, whose members consist of physicians and professors of the sciences. The Medical Bureau gathers the information, provides an initial medical investigation by examining the patient, the case notes, and any test results, things from results from biopsies or x-rays, CT scans, blood tests, and so on. Following that investigation, if the Bureau deems it worthy, it then gets passed on to the International Medical Committee of Lourdes. The International Medical Community of Lourdes is precisely just that, a group of medical professionals, including scientists and pharmacists, physicians and specialists from various countries and faith backgrounds. Their conclusion and recommendation is then sent to the bishop of the diocese in which that particular pilgrim lives. And for the church to declare a miraculous recovery, three conditions must be fulfilled. First, the healing must be an immediate event from a documented medical condition. So a rapid resolution of symptoms and signs of the illness. The last miracle was of a French nun who went to the baths, came back to her hotel room in braces and her walker and heard the voice, "Take them off." Her body was filled with warmth. She took off the braces and she walked again. That's an immediate cure. The healing must be unexplained on the basis of current medical knowledge. There can't be any other reason, there can't be any medical reason for the healing to have taken place. For the scientific world, it just doesn't make sense that this person has been healed. And thirdly, the healing must be complete, must have complete healing with no residual impairment or deficit. Those of you who have recovered from cancer, you know that there's always, even if you're cancer-free, you always know that there's some residual impairment or deficit. That's not the case for a healing to be declared an official one by the church. Immediate, unexplained, and complete. This, I think, as you know, is the ninth year of our Lord's Novena for healing. And over the years, people have shared with me a variety of healings which they have personally described as miraculous. They've attended the Novena nights and have experienced a whole variety of different kinds of healing, which again, they would say is miraculous. No, they've not been investigated by the International Medical Committee of Lourdes, but they firmly believe that they had been healed through these 9 days of asking for the intercession of Our Lady of Lourdes. In fact, I know in one case, someone waited several months after experiencing a cure just to make sure that it wasn't a mistake. Tonight, our cathedral is transformed into the sanctuary at Lourdes as we gather before that grotto in prayer. We rely tonight on a 4th century bishop and martyr, as well as the prayers of our Blessed Mother under the title of Our Lady of Lourdes. I invite you to open your minds and your hearts over the course of this novena to the grace and power of God to touch your life and to bring all of you peace. Our Lady of Lourdes, St. Blaise.
Thank you.
O Blessed Virgin Mary, we thank and praise you for your appearance to the child Bernadette in the Grotto of Lourdes, where you declared to her and the world, I am the Immaculate Conception. By appearing in the grotto, you made it a privileged sanctuary where many have obtained miraculous cures for physical and spiritual infirmities. O loving you know our wants, our troubles, and our sufferings. We come before you with complete confidence to implore your maternal intercession. Obtain for us, O sweet Mother, the granting of our request. Dear Lord, please heal my son's Crohn's disease and help him deal with lifelong chronic illness. Please bless my daughter as she prepares to leave for work overseas. I thank you, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, for giving me my wife and the mother of our five children, and then taking her to heaven August 10th, 2019. We pray for healing or relief for everyone. Please help the doctors to figure out how to fix my husband's crippling knee pain. For the health and safety of my family, for an increase in our faith, and thanksgiving for my continued good health. Bless my marriage. Heal baby Gabriel after surgery to repair a perforated bowel, that my sister will stop saying no to the gospel and say yes to Christ. For a happy death for my elderly mother. For these and all the prayers which we bring to this Lord's Novena, O Blessed Lady of Lourdes, Mother of Christ, you had influence with your divine Son while upon the earth. You have that same influence now in heaven. Pray for us that we may obtain from your divine Son our special requests, but only if they be in accord with his holy will. We make this petition through the same Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady of Lourdes, Saint Bernadette. This time I would invite the clergy down, and you're welcome to come forward as we do for Holy Communion for the blessing of the throats.
Your hope in the
Let us pray. Hear, O Lord, the supplications of your people. Hear, O Lord, the supplications your people make under the patronage of the martyr Saint Blaise and the Blessed Virgin Mary. Grant that we may rejoice in peace in this present life and find help for life eternal. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Tomorrow, once again, the novena service will begin at 5:15. Confessors will be available to hear confessions. And the devotion tomorrow night is the distribution of Lord's water. We had Lord's water shipped in from France, and we'll distribute them in vials tomorrow evening again at 5:15. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.